Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
It is Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy White, Nate Geary, Joe's off today. Sal Capaccio popping in for this Football Friday ahead of Bills Chiefs. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're all right. We're all right. Nate's here very much on the side of the game. Is he can't get up for it. There's not much in this game for him, which I've heard some Bills fans say. But either way, I mean, in the NFL, this is a big one, right? Like the league, the fact that the CBS, I didn't know the CBS Today show, that show had never gone on the road before, and they're doing it for this one, which I think says a lot about the atmosphere they're expecting for a 4:25 kickoff at Highmark.
I believe they haven't gone on the road for a regular season game, right?
Right.
They usually
okay.
do for the championship, but you're right. I had not either until I heard that. That means it's big, obviously, and we know that. I mean, this late in the season, to have two teams playing that have a combined two losses, obviously both from one team, but pretty remarkable. Look, I get the feelings. I understand it. As I've said all week, it kind of feels like a no-win situation in a lot of ways for the Bills, right? If they lose to this team, it's the same old, it's the mantra will be from a lot of people, well, there you go, you can't beat the Chiefs in a big game. Sean McDermott can't beat Andy Reid, critical game. They were never that good anyway. I mean, that's what people will say, believe, whatever. If they win, a lot of those same people, a lot of people will say, I don't care, do it in the playoffs. You've done this before. What does it matter? So I get it from that respect, but I still think that, you know, it's still fun. It's a great test. It's a big game. And you are playing for seeding in your conference. And right now where the Steelers are and the Ravens are, you know, if you stumble, you could wind up the third or even the four. Having the two seed at worst would still be better than the three seed, because the difference is if you, in the second round, if those teams match up, it's where the game is played. So that matters. You know, I think that there's a lot of new faces on the Bills this year. We know that. They haven't been necessarily a part of this rivalry. They haven't been a part of what's happened in the playoffs. I think it's important for those teams to beat Kansas City and those players, to beat Kansas City and see, hey, you know what? Hey, yeah, they're not invincible. We can go out there and beat them. I just think there's a lot of reasons why it's still important. And then once you get to 4:25, I'm guessing Nate will feel a little bit different.
One thing about it I might agree with is, like, if this were week 16, I might get to this spot where the Chiefs would have to lose out in order to lose the one seed. There's a lot of season left, you know. So you said no win. I almost kind of it's the same thing. Only I almost think it's a no lose game for the Bills, because if they win, we feel great and the race is still on. And if they lose, well, use the same methodology about, well, only matters what happens in January. I'll very quickly, if they lose this game, get to like, all right, fine, whatever. You're going to win the division and you're probably going to have to beat them in the playoffs or somebody in the playoffs. So I'm kind of at a no lose view for this game. The one thing I wonder about, and Nate brought this up from a scheme standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, is this a game where, in your experience talking to coaches, you know, you don't let everything hang out here? The flip side of that might be you put some weird stuff in so that they spend time on it the next time you play. Like, how much of a cat and mouse game is there between coaches that know they're going to play each other a second time, because, you know, it's not a divisional game, but, you know, playing a team twice in the same year is not unusual in the NFL, and the Bills obviously know there's a very high likelihood they could play again.
It's a great question, and I would say it does happen for sure, especially in division games. This is not, but you may see this team again in the playoffs, and I think that there's definitely a little bit of that, which is, yeah, you're gonna do what you can to win this game. You might not want to show everything, though. You might want to show some things where you want to see how they work. You think they will, but now in the second game, if you do play them again, you're going to have to adjust that. So, no doubt. Steve Tasker brought this up yesterday on One Bills Live. He actually said that, which is, you know, maybe you put some things in there where you have no intention of necessarily doing the next time you play them, if you do, but it's just something for them to think about the next time. And that could go for both sides, right? The Bills would have to be aware of that from the Chiefs. You know, do the Chiefs play this game the same way they would play them if they were here for the playoffs? Do they play them the same way they did last year in the playoffs? You know, what the Bills are preparing for. So I do think that there's got to be an element of that. And I totally understand, Jeremy, where you say it's also a no-lose game. And that's why I think maybe some people are a little more, I don't know if apathetic is the word, right? I'm not going to put words in like Nate's mouth or anything to say apathetic.
I get it, though.
I use that. Okay, well, there you go. You did.
Can I put a term on it?
I don't know. Go ahead. What is it?
My term is, we're so used to being so nervous all the time, you're just not panicking.
Yeah, I'm not nervous.
And that, you're not panicking, and that's a foreign feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually comfortable heading into this game.
Which is
somewhat of a compliment to the Bills, because what you're effectively saying is, like, I think the Bills are good, and, you know, you could lose a coin toss, and I still am going to think they're good, and the season's still got places to go.
I'll go a step further. If one of the teams beat the other 35-10 in this game, the season's not over. It doesn't matter, right, from that. It matters on the scoreboard that you lost. Just counts as a loss, like it would have if you lost 24-21 in week 6. It doesn't matter. So from that respect, right, no matter what happens in this game, both teams still play the rest of their season. This is not a winner moves on, loser goes home game. So it is, in that respect, it's fun too, right? And then yep. The Bills do have a bye the following week. So I think how they approach the game from their health standpoint, how they approach the game from letting it all hang out and, you know, making sure that, hey, we got a bye next week, like all those things matter. So It's going to be fun, and you're right. I mean, the nervous part of it, if it comes down to the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game, of course, you want to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. But you also know that if the Bills don't pull this one out, they're still playing the San Francisco 49ers in 2 weeks.
Sal, let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. The news on Amari Cooper is good. It's from his mouth. Sounds like he thinks he'll play.
Yeah, that's what he said. He feels like he's trending towards playing. He even indicated he would play with the soft cast he has on. He's wearing it in practice. He has a glove over it. He's catching passes from Josh Allen with it. So it feels like, you know, why not? I mean, from all of that, the indication, then him saying it, of course, that's the biggest thing, feels like that's the case. So I think the Bills are in line probably to have Amari Cooper. I don't know about Dalton Kincaid. I think Dalton Kincaid to me is the most concerning, because just based on what Spencer Brown told us the other day, like he said it was getting better every day. He felt that, you know, he was hopeful that he could wake up on Sunday morning and give it a go. Sean McDermott also was asked, are you hopeful about Spencer Brown? He said yes, but we haven't seen Dalton Kincaid out there either, and he has not participated 2 days in a row, and that would be the one to me where maybe you're not going to have the tight end. But we'll find out more today. Sean McDermott will join me at 10:45 on the Extra Point Show.
All right. Those are the three big names. Is there anybody else to keep an eye on?
No, only I wonder how they would treat it roster-wise, guys. We know Keon Coleman's not going to play, obviously, right? We know that. We also know Matt Milano's not going to play. And I bring him up because it was great seeing him, obviously, practicing yesterday. I have a bunch of video out. You can go watch it on my Sal Sports Twitter feed. And it was just great seeing Matt out there. He was wearing a red non-contact jersey. We know he's not going to play. He looked good. He was no limitations. He was doing everything everybody else was doing, what the linebackers were doing with his linebacker group. Interestingly, too, I noticed, and I remember I had said a couple weeks ago to you, Jeremy, about Lewis Cine and how, like, hey, this guy, I wonder if at some point this year he becomes a player where they use in a game plan situation as like a big nickel, big dime guy. Well, guess what? He was working with the linebackers yesterday again. And I just wonder. I noticed that because I was filming Matt, and he was over there, and you could see that. So that's interesting. I don't know. I mean, is this even a game like this? Would that be a game that they do that? Would it be something like later in the season, Kansas City again in the playoffs, given what they like to do? So it's just, I'm wondering, if you don't have Dalton Kincaid, do you elevate Zach Davidson? Zach Davidson has great hands. We saw that. He's not quite the blocker, though. He really, you know, he's not going to be helpful in that regard. So I think that those are things that you have to think about as far as a roster construction. And obviously, the big news from the Kansas City side, we just found out yesterday, Harrison Butker is out. Now, it's not official from the Chiefs, but from everybody else reporting on it, is that's a massive loss for them. I mean, you could make the argument that Harrison Butker being out could be bigger than Dalton Kincaid being out in this game, because the Bills have Dawson Knox, who, you know, is a very capable tight end. He's played very well against the Chiefs. The Chiefs have to go out, and they're signing a practice squad kicker from the Jets,
Spencer
on a
Schrader.
3 days' notice to come play against the Bills.
Yeah, and kick in Buffalo. And the one thing about that, Sal, I don't know how long he's been with the Jets. The Jets have had kicker problems with Zuerlein all year and have not gone to Spencer Schrader, right? So,
right.
It's the kind of thing where when I saw somebody make this joke, I apologize, I forget who it was. It's a good thing the Bills didn't cut Tyler Bass, so then Tyler Bass could then go to the Chiefs for this game and kick the Chiefs to the win.
Yeah.
Like the downgrade from starting kicker to what you can find out there is massive.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and Butker's been great. He's been really good again this year. I think, you know, I don't exactly know his stats off the top of my head here as I look, but I know especially against the Bills, he's been awesome. And we know that he's made some really clutch big kicks. But this is something I think that's been bothering him. And then finally, it just got to a point. But what's interesting to me, guys, is like this just happened out of the blue yesterday. He was not on the injury report on Wednesday. So that means they plan on him playing. And then something must have happened. And they decided on Thursday, this can't work. We can't have him. So everything you've planned for special teams, and this matters, right? I mean, everything you're doing, field goal-wise, kickoff-wise, operationally, from the snapper to the holder, this guy, the new kicker's coming in on a Friday, essentially, to be the new kicker.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Kicker who's never kicked for that in that environment with those people. So I just think from that standpoint, it matters. Will it matter in the game? Who knows? I mean, maybe the guy winds up with a huge kick. Maybe he never has to kick at all. Maybe the Chiefs decide to go for two every time because they don't know if he can kick an extra point and trust him, right? I just think it's really fascinating how this storyline is starting to play out now.
Speaking of like ripple effect, you know, you mentioned Butker and how that affects things. Spencer Brown, okay, we hope he might be good to go. If he's not, who steps in? And, you know, in terms of how things go down, the domino effect, Sal, the six offensive linemen packaging, I would imagine, like that's affected in a big way if Spencer Brown is potentially not available.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what they would probably do, first of all, Ryan Vandermark would be your starting right tackle. Ryan Vandermark played 9 snaps last week in place of Spencer Brown. He had a great block on Khalil Shakir's big, long third down screen pass in the fourth quarter. You know this just from the last 2 years, me talking to you, Jeremy. They really like Ryan Vandermark. He's a good player. They feel that he's a young player who can play both left and right tackle. He's not, you know, to the level necessarily of the guys they have, which is why he's not a starter, and the other guys have been paid. But they're very comfortable with both Ryan Anderson and Alec. I'm sorry, Ryan Vandermark and Alec Anderson. But that still frees up Alec Anderson to be your sixth offensive lineman, because Alec Anderson is really more of your interior swing guy. But if you have to pull up another offensive lineman, I would think to me it'd be Richard Garage. Richard Garage has been on the practice squad all year. He actually had a really nice preseason. Some people thought he would make the team. I didn't think so because I knew how much they liked Vandermark and Alec Anderson. But I think play-wise, you know, he's proven his worth that he can step in and be a backup, and that would probably be the move that they would make.
Sal, I actually wanted to ask you kind of bigger picture, because this has been me the all week thinking about this game from a much bigger picture. I look at it from the Bills' perspective, and listening to some of the players talk this week, I definitely think this game means something to the Bills, and maybe there's a level of measuring stick for themselves, but I maybe want to feel that this game means a lot for the Chiefs for a couple reasons, but I think the most important reason is they have, I think, a unique opportunity to do something that no team has really done, right? Like, they want a three-peat, but they also have an opportunity to go undefeated and be the team that does what Brady never could, right? And then I think that there is something to be said about that. I don't know that it's really talked about a lot, but I really get the sense that if you're the Chiefs, that's why this game might mean more to you than any, because it's probably the hardest game remaining on their schedule.
Yeah, when they came into this year, the Chiefs clearly had a goal to be the first team ever to win three straight Super Bowls.
Yep.
Right? I mean, like, we know that. And they've made moves, you know, to try and bolster that opportunity, especially as the season's gone on and they've kept winning. They've made trades, including DeAndre Hopkins, obviously. And why not? That's what you should do. I mean, I would want the Bills to do that, obviously. You always want to win, but man, you have a chance. You can go all in, and we can be the first team. We can make history. Three straight Super Bowls. That'd be unbelievable. As the season's gone on and they keep winning, it becomes about also, oh yeah, they also have a chance to go undefeated. And that is now something they have a legitimate look at, especially if they beat the Buffalo Bills. You look at the rest of their schedule, it's doable. If they beat the Bills, it's doable. They can win the rest of their games. They have a couple of games in there. The Chargers, they still have to play, right? I think the Steelers are yep. Christmas week. But that it's something that I think that they would obviously love to accomplish. There's no doubt about that. You know, so it from their perspective, sure, this game is really big. But I guarantee you this morning, there are Chiefs fans saying, hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind getting a loss here. The pressure of being undefeated, right? How many times have you heard that from teams?
Definitely.
How many times you heard throughout the years when a team is undefeated later in the year, they're like, it's okay to get a loss. The pressure of not having to win every game and then playing Patrick Mahomes every week because of that, right? And risking that. So I do think that there's an element of that in this game as well.
You know what I also want to think about and talk about with you about this, Sal, is, you know, hearing some of the criticisms of this Chiefs team. Well, they're winning these one-score games, 7 of their 9 wins. Are in one-score games, right? I mean, they've played in a lot of one-score games. I genuinely think from the Chiefs, the best teams, like, tend to play a lot of one-score games, because in the playoffs, they're all going to be one-score games, right? Largely.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs get more practice in those situations than anybody else. The Bills have the largest, you know, every year their, you know, differential is always either at the top of the league or right there in the top 2 or 3. And not that the Bills don't play a lot of one score games, because they have this year. But the best team, Sal, they play close games. They know how to win them. And when it comes time for January, they're not afraid of those moments. And I do think there's something to be said about that for the best teams in the league and the best quarterbacks, frankly.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and the Chiefs have been involved in many of those. But as you point out, I think for a while there, Nate, you know, it was, remember a couple of years ago that it was the Bills had not a good record in one-score games. They just, they won really big or they lost really small. In fact, they had the NFL record until earlier this year against Baltimore. Until that game against Baltimore, they've gone almost 50 straight games without losing a game by more than one score. Because when they lost, it was only by one score. When they won, it was big. But this year, that has flipped a little bit. And they have won some very close games. It's interesting to me. The Texans game, obviously, there was a lot that happened at the end of the game, and rightfully so. There was criticism how the Bills handled it, no doubt about that. And those things popped up again, which is Sean McDermott, his coaching staff, they can't win one-score games. But They have this year. They've won one-score games this year. The following week, they beat the Jets 23-20 and closed it out. And then against the Miami Dolphins, 30-27, they closed it out. Now, I know the Colts was not a one-score game, but I think it spoke volumes last week of how they handled that four-minute offense when they just needed to go down and score to put the game away. That was that's a closeout drive, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And the Bills have had experience in these types of situations, and that's going to serve them well. What really helps them is their turnover differential and not turning the ball over. Josh had two bad ones last week. There's no doubt about it. The Bills lead the NFL in turnover differential. The Chiefs are a -4 in turnover differential, right? And despite that, they're still winning these close games because they're the Kansas City Chiefs. They know how to make plays. You want to know, if you want to get an indication about how good the Chiefs are adept at, you know, making plays in key moments, they're over 50% on third down. I mean, when you're this late in the year and over 50% on third down, holy cow. Last year, no team in the NFL finished over 50% on third down. The Bills actually did 2 years ago. I looked it up. But it's remarkable to be there. So that just shows you how good they are at making these critical plays in these critical moments.
Sal Capaccio, coming up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, you said, you know, you'll talk to Sean McDermott. Mm-hmm. You having Pat Hammer on as well? Are we going to continue?
Yeah.
Sal, I mean, I don't know the science for it. It's the best stadium weather year yet that I can remember.
It's unbelievable.
Every game has been amazing.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak for Pat, but I looked at his forecast this morning. 55 and cloudy. Okay, we'll take it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right? Like 4:25 p.m. game late in November, 55 degrees and maybe a little breezy, like up to 15 mile an hour winds at the most, whatever. But Pat will come by. We'll talk about that. Also, you know, we'll get a bit of a look on what the Sunday night game is Thanksgiving weekend, because I know last week there was some talk about maybe a system coming in next week during the bye weekend. You know, we'll see how much that lingers and where we are. And then after that, the Bills play two dome games, guys. They go to LA, they go to Detroit, and then it's, you know, cold weather games, if you want to, you know, however you want to phrase that. It's twice against New England here and there and once against the Jets. So no doubt, this is shaping up to be a fun, and by the way, a later game, 4:25, tailgating is going to be going on for a little bit longer in this game.
Yep.
And like Nate said, like you guys said, it's more of a game maybe where just go have fun in this game, man, because whether you win or lose, sure, it matters on the record. It doesn't end your season. It doesn't win the Super Bowl. Neither one of those is true. So maybe, you know, fans just let it hang out and have some fun this weekend.
Sal Capaccio. So McDermott, what time are we expecting?
10:45 is what I expect him today.
Okay, very good. That'll be coming up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio joining us on this Football Friday. It's brought to you by, Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Jeremy White, Nate Geary with you. You can give us a call, 803-0550. We will, of course, very soon, we will remember some Chiefs. Got to do that every Friday. Football Friday tradition, we randomly name former players on the opposing team. Who's not current, Nate? Who's the first Chief you think of? Name a Chief.
Name a Chief. Priest Holmes.
Not a bad one.
Yeah. Trent Green as well. That's one that pops in my head.
Okay. Give me... I want to dig deeper here. Like a Neil Smith.
Okay.
That's a little back a little farther.
Sure.
Yeah. Neil Smith. All right, we'll get a few more in. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. It is Buffalo Bills Football Friday. You can give us a call. Open phone lines. What's your feeling? No win scenario? No lose scenario? Had them both laid out there by Sal, by us, as we approach Bills and Chiefs Sunday, 4:25 here on WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.